Ever get that like impatient feeling, you know, when you're just stuck waiting for a website to load?
Oh, tell me about it.
Happens to all of us. But hey, that's what we're diving into today, website speeds. Specifically, Cloudflare's new tool, SpeedBrain.
And it's about way more than just, feeling impatient. Slow websites, they have real consequences. Think lost customers, lower search rankings.
It can't even be bad for the environment, all that wasted energy.
Right. Huge impact.
This WebPro News article really caught my eye. They're saying SpeedBrain could be a game changer. 45% speed boost. What's the magic behind that?
Okay, picture this. SpeedBrain is watching your mouse. It's predicting where you're going to click before you even do it.
Right.
And then it preloads those elements in the background.
So it's like the website is always one step ahead of me. But how accurate can it be, really?
Well, at first it's looking for the obvious stuff, like hovering over links. But get this, they're going to add AI and machine learning.
Oh, wow.
Imagine, SpeedBrain is crunching data from like millions of users, learning those click paths on a website.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's ambitious, for sure. There's this quote from Google's Barry Pollard. He's a web performance developer advocate that really highlights this. He's super excited about Cloudflare's use of the speculation rules API.
Okay.
So before this API, developers were kind of all over the place trying to get browsers to preload stuff. Now it's standardized.
So it's more efficient.
Exactly.
That's got to be a big deal for developers.
Yeah.
But will everyday users like me actually notice the difference?
Oh, absolutely. Websites using SpeedBrain could load almost instantly as you navigate.
No more staring at loading bars. Music to my ears. But this all sounds very advanced. How are they even doing this?
It's their network. Cloudflare already handles a ton of internet traffic.
Right.
That gives them a gold mine of data on how people actually use the internet.
So the more people browse, the smarter this SpeedBrain gets.
Exactly. It's like a self-reinforcing cycle of speed.
Interesting. But this whole mind reading thing, as helpful as it sounds, what data is it actually using to make these predictions?
So at first, it's mainly mouse movements,
Yeah.
and scrolling patterns. But as that AI kicks in, it could be looking at your browsing history, what device you're using, even the time of day.
Okay, yeah, that's getting into some interesting territory with privacy. I mean, predicting what link I'll click is one thing, but my whole browsing history, does Cloudflare say anything about that?
The article doesn't really get into the nitty-gritty of their data policies, but there is this interesting tidbit, SpeedBrains. Available on all their plans, even the free ones.
Free. How does that work? What's the catch?
Well, it's a pretty common strategy in tech. Offer something really compelling for free,
Right.
get more users, build up that market share. It also positions Cloudflare as, the good guy fighting for a faster internet, good for their image.
Yeah, sure. But potentially at the cost of, more user data. That's definitely something to think about. But let's talk about the actual user experience for a second. Are we really on the verge of like a lightning fast internet, no more loading screens?
SpeedBrain is a big step in that direction, for sure. It's not a magic bullet, won't fix everything overnight, but it's a really smart use of AI, makes things better for the user.
So we're moving past the internet just reacting to us. And more towards like it anticipating what we want.
Exactly. And that shift, reactive to predictive, it has some really interesting implications, not just for website speeds, but, for how we interact with technology as a whole.
Makes you wonder what the future holds. Like if this gets even more sophisticated, what else could it do?
Right. Imagine opening an app and boom, it's already got the exact feature you need pulled up.
Wow.
Or your streaming service knows exactly what you want to watch next without you even having to search. The possibilities are huge.
Yeah, pretty exciting by it. I do wonder about the downsides. We talked about privacy a little bit, but are there any other, potential drawbacks to this whole predictive thing?
That's a really good question. One concern is those filter bubbles could become even more of an issue.
Filter bubbles. What are those again?
So it's like this, right? Algorithms are getting better and better at predicting what we want, but that means we might only see information that, we already agree with.
Ah,
It's like being stuck in an echo chamber of our own biases.
Right. So with this SpeedBrain thing, it could be directing us to websites or content that it thinks we like, even if we didn't specifically ask for it.
Exactly. And that could really limit our exposure to other viewpoints, make it harder to, to break out of those echo chambers.
Yeah, that's a bit of a scary thought. Seems like every time there's some big tech jump, there's always a trade-off. Faster internet is great and all, but not if it means like we're only seeing a narrow slice of what's out there.
That's the big question, isn't it? It's about finding that balance. Innovation, sure, but we also have to think about how it affects, you know, how we think, how we learn, how we see the world.
It really makes you think, next time a website loads super fast, am I really in control, or am I just being, you know, nudged in a certain direction?
Like they say, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? Faster internet's awesome, but gotta be aware of what's going on in the background.
Totally. It's a good reminder to stay informed, ask questions, you know, be aware of the choices we're making online, even something as simple as like browsing the web.
Well said. Knowledge is power, especially with all this new tech.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for the deep dive. This was really eye-opening.
Glad to do it. Always enjoy digging into these topics.
Until next time, happy browsing, everyone. Hopefully fast, but yeah, think about those choices we're making out there.